You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On this episode of the Cooligans, in the first segment, we're talking about Arsenal. Can they win anything? Are they going to lose everything like they did the FA Cup? Mm-hmm. And we talk about Leicester City. We talk about Tottenham. We talk about Everton. Clearly, Everton, we're going to buy everyone who's good on their team, including Lukaku.
In the second segment, we're talking about MLS. AKA Major League Soccer. We cover all the teams that are 0-2. It's very, very sad. Columbus, Red Bulls, and Seattle.
Listing
all,
them?
0-2. Very, very disappointing. Yeah. All these top teams not doing well. And we also cover some great MLS goals from Marco Papa and also Jamiroquai. He's back again.
United States of America.
Segment number three, we talk about the Monkey Killers. We talk about PSG beating Troy to quench League One title. We talk about Leicester getting some help from some Thai Buddhist monks. How nice for them.
Ah, very nice. And some other things tonight on the Cooligans.
Hi, this is Kyrie Shelton from New York City FC, and you're listening to the Cooligans.
Hi, I'm RJ Allen for New York City Football Club, and you're listening to the Cooligans.
This is Ian Joy, and you're listening to the Cooligans.
Welcome to the Cooligans.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I was just, you said FA Cup right before we started, and I can't be angrier if I try. I mean, I'm not anything at this moment.
Look at that. You are me last week.
I don't even know what to express anymore. You know, like when a parent says, they're like, I'm not mad. And you're like, but shouldn't you be? And they're like, no, what I am is I'm disappointed. That's where I am right now. I mean, it's like, I knew you were going to fail.
Okay.
I didn't want you to fail.
Let's provide some context.
At this point, if you don't know.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show.
I mean, look, we had the intro.
I'm Christian.
Yeah.
That's Alexis.
I'm Alexis, and I'm annoyed.
Doesn't even want to say hi. He walks into a room, just plops himself on the on the couch.
Yeah, I kick my feet up, and I just start complaining.
Nobody talked to me.
I mean, you were all there. No one was there. I just say that, and I go right into it.
Yeah, so... last week, I think, or 2 weeks ago, we were talking about how we didn't understand the legitimacy of the FA Cup. We're like, why is this?
Who's we? I'm well aware. I'm an Arsenal fan.
Mostly me.
Won 2 years in a row, and I was thinking, you know what?
But you're not really excited about that tournament.
No,
obviously.
it wouldn't salvage the season for me. But I thought, bare minimum, you have to win the FA Cup because it's become evidently clear we're not winning the Premier League the year that we have to. And we're, unless we have the most miraculous game against Barca, and by the time you're hearing this, we may have already lost at an aggregate score of 12-0, where we probably aren't winning that either. Whatever. Congratulations, Everton.
So, yeah.
By the way, did you know Lukaku was 12? 12 years old.
He is a phenom.
Yeah. And by the way, born during a leap year. Only way that's possible. He'd be much older, though. No, he's 22 years old.
He's a boy.
That is a man. That is not a 22-year-old man.
He is 2 years older than Kirby.
That dude is... He's got like retired old man strength. That guy is massive.
So, yes. So we'll start with this. We'll start with the FA Cup because there weren't that many Premier League matches. But Arsenal and Everton were in the FA Cup, and Arsenal played against Watford, lost to them 2-1. It didn't look like Arsenal. I don't want to say that they didn't care that much about the tournament, but Watford is a team Arsenal should beat. You know, 10 out of 10 times.
Look, Watford only has two things to worry about, okay? It's Ighalo and Deeney.
Yeah.
That's it. And who beat us?
Who, Deeney?
Fine. Whatever you want to call him. You know, they have two strikers and nothing else. That's it. You know, it's like losing your girlfriend to a guy who just has a nice car. He's got a tiny dick. He's got nothing else. He's got no money. He just has a nice car. That's what we just did.
Okay, sure. I'll go along with it.
it's embarrassing that we lost to Watford. And nothing against Watford. No, again, no offense, Watford. Yeah, wonderful.
You just said Watford is the equivalent of having a tiny dick.
So. Yeah. Well, but a guy with one.
But with all due respect, Watford.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're not offended. Fine. Maybe I said that. Okay.
But
what I'm saying is there's one thing. It's a one trick pony.
We
lost the competition to the pony with one trick. That's it.
Yeah.
How is that possible? How could we be so dumb? Why? Well, how could we leave? I mean, why is everyone moving forward? We know they're going to park the bus and spring the attack. They did it over and over and over again.
Well, the first goal, the Igalo goal, was not. He looked like he sort of overpowered Gabriel. He just kind of.
I don't know if he overpowered.
He posted up on him. And you know, received the ball and got it in. So
yeah, but that's what he does. I mean, it's not like, I mean, did they watch any game tape? I mean, did they see? I mean, that's what they do. You know, I mean, if you go up against, you know, I don't know, Wilt Chamberlain, you know, he's going to do the sky hook.
Okay,
you know what I mean? This is all he has, yeah, Igalo. Yeah.
Well, it's, I don't know. I'm like sort of you know, I'm not an Arsenal fan, but there's something about, you know, I've been watching. Them, especially in this.
I'm not sure I'm an Arsenal fan. Right. That's how frustrated I am. I'm obviously an Arsenal fan.
In this title race that they're, which is seemingly farther and farther away.
Why don't
from
we
them.
Do a title race? The race to sign up for title. Why don't we do that? That seems like something.
Kanye will appreciate it.
I think that's something we can win.
I've been feeling this. I've been feeling bad for Arsenal. That's his.
Yeah, you know, which is not what we want.
During the Tottenham match, I'm like, I just started feeling bad for them. And then after the Watford loss, I'm like, they're spiraling, sort of out of the, you know, out of relevance to some degree. And I think, look, I haven't watched Arsenal that much to really understand tactically what they do.
I've watched them my whole life. I don't know what they're doing tactically right now.
But they, you know, look, on paper, it's like, oh, these players are expensive. They should be giving you these kind of results, and they're not doing that. So it's.
Are you sure you're not an Arsenal fan? I mean, you're basically giving the argument that we're giving.
I mean, it's concerning. That's
and definitely. Here's the thing. I mean, you saw the Mesut Ozil nutmeg in the box. I mm-hmm. mean, I don't want. If he leaves, there's so many ways I can say that. I mean, it's just over every way you look at it. I don't know. This is like.
But you know what? I don't find Ozil to be the crux of the team. I don't.
You
even...
have no clue where we would be without him. I mean,
okay, maybe, yeah. I mean, this is really the first year I'm watching them a lot.
Look at Cazorla being off the team. What's done? I mean, what's done to us? We need
Santi.
Ways.
What a great name,
Santi.
Santi.
Santiago Cazorla.
Yeah, I've always when I hear that name and I would hear it on FIFA, I'm like, if I had a kid, I would name him Santi.
Santi, right?
It's a great name.
Santi is a great name.
Yeah.
Isn't that the name of the guy from Goal?
From Goal?
You remember the movie Goal?
Oh, no, we talked about this. I never saw that movie.
Oh, you got to see it. It's okay. So bad, it's good.
I saw, you know, I saw Bend It Like Beckham.
Yeah, see, that one I never saw.
And I've seen the
By the way, Keira Knightley walked into a pizza place that I was doing a tour in.
Okay.
She is 17 times more gorgeous in real life than she is on TV.
Okay.
Insane. I'm like, what, you know, did you hair and makeup before you walked into a pizza place?
Maybe. Maybe she was like going on lunch from...
she was just like dressed like nothing. I don't know. It was just very... I was like, okay, there you go. And by the way, remember I keep saying that Neve Campbell looked like garbage? I think I told you guys this. She was in the same pizza place, by the way. A very popular pizza place if you're a celebrity. She looks incredible. But she's also on that new Netflix show. So I was like, oh, okay. Before she used to wear like hoodies and stuff and not want to be noticed. I was like, no one's going to notice you. Now she's on House of Cards. And I'm like, oh, okay. She wants to get noticed. She was dressed to the nines. It was like, all right, everything besides an evening gown, this one. Hair and makeup was done the whole nine. So
okay,
whatever. Sorry. Celebrity break.
Yes. What other white women do you find?
I mean, how much time do you have? None besides my wife. No, I was just saying. I mean, you know, the impressive look. Whatever.
just trying to like save his marriage right now.
Yeah. Just real quick, just unbiasedly. No, I mean, there's Santi is someone we need. Great name, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. we clearly can't do it without Santi. I mean, they're talking about, you know, Wilshere being sold to West Ham, and I'm cold to it. I'm dead inside to it, because who needs him? We need him. We need everyone, all hands on deck. I can't imagine we're not winning. If there's nothing I can say that's going to change what's going to happen, because no matter what I complain about right now, we're not winning the league. Pep Guardiola is still coming in next year. Leicester looks like a world beater. I don't think they're going to play this way. And I think every major club is going to come in looking to buy every one of those players. If Arsenal can buy any one of those players, it better be Conte. Well, we obviously need Conte. Get him in there.
Well, at least, yeah, because it'll get your team better and also hurt Leicester.
Well, I don't care. I don't care if you buy Mahrez and break his leg yourself. I don't care what you do. Anything to knock Leicester down. But then you also have Tottenham, which is, you know, seems like a great team. They play well together. What we need to do is we need Manchester United to take Pochettino instead of Jose Mourinho.
Okay.
Let Jose Mourinho sign with Tottenham, because that's going to be a complete fail. Oh, my God. That would be perfect. That would be Kirby's face lit up like Christmas morning just now. That's perfect. This is the perfect scenario for Arsenal. Pep Guardiola, there's nothing I can do there, right? Hopefully it doesn't work out the first year and we still have a chance next year. And Arsenal continues to have everyone they have. They buy Lukaku, okay? They buy Conte, right?
Okay.
And then maybe they buy Zlatan Ibrahimovic as well. And also the entire back line of Real Madrid. Anything else? I don't know. Is there Arsene Wenger could stay if that's the case. And then maybe we win the league, because we're not winning it this year. There's no point to this year. Just do the guard of honor. Dude, they're going to have an honor guard for Leicester City. Do you know what an honor guard is?
I don't know what an honor guard is.
When the team wins the league, whoever plays them next will do an honor guard, a guard of honor, whatever you want to call it. It's an honor guard. Well, the players line up and allow the winning team to walk through them.
Oh, that sucks, though. They must hate that.
You do not want to do that.
That's the worst.
Now, Arsenal has won the league at White Hart Lane twice, if I'm not mistaken, right? But we've never won and played them next where they've had to do an honor guard for
okay.
us. Because that would be...
And that's not going to happen, so...
Not this year.
Not this year. Not this year.
And
imagine if it's for... Yeah.
Well, it's not going to be the reverse, but I just became very angry at you. And I know you. I really... My blood just boiled, and I had to tell myself, you know him? He's a friend. I really got very angry when you said that. That's how much this means to me. And if anybody has any questions or anything to say, feel free to say it. This means a lot. And the fact that we're not winning, just because I'm complaining about it, doesn't mean I don't want us to win. If this isn't for the podcast, this is making me very, very angry.
It's very genuine. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Well, this is my perception of it, especially watching these two clubs, watching Arsenal in the middle of they've dropped points when they've desperately needed them, and
yes, yeah,
and watching Leicester when they had plenty of opportunities to give up their lead,
right?
And there's something about and I talked about this I think last week or 2 weeks ago, but that Leicester midfield wants it more than any other club.
Here's the thing.
That's my
You're not the first
opinion.
Person to say that. And here's
everything. They're tackling. They're chasing balls. They're really.
It seems like even luck is on their side. But they're playing hard and they're working very hard. But here's what I honestly think. Here's my honest opinion. You say somebody wants it more when you can't justify them winning based on talent alone.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think that's where we are with Leicester. They obviously, because you're like, well, I mean, I look at put them on paper, you put them on the pitch, you put them next to each other. They don't have an overwhelming amount of skill as compared to any of the other major four that aren't even in the top four anymore. They seemingly have what amounts to a slightly better than what valued club.
Yes.
You know, what did they pay? 11 million for the whole team? Clearly they're
playing with house money at this
point.
Yeah,
for sure. But they're just... What are they doing that we're not?
See, okay, and I'll try to answer that. And I think when it comes to...
It was rhetorical, but I do want you to answer it now that you said it.
When it comes to strict sort of talent, and if you have to evaluate talent, yes, you would go with every Arsenal player over every Leicester player.
Besides, no, up until Vardy.
Up until Vardy and Mahrez.
No, because you'd still pick Mesut Ozil over Mahrez.
But Mahrez, no, but he doesn't play the same position, really.
Well, Mahrez plays midfielder, attacking midfielder. Does he not? Does he? He comes in from the right?
Yeah, yeah. He's not really...
So would you take him over Joe Campbell? Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. Would you take him over Fio? Fio Walcott. I would take a pile of rocks over Fio Walcott right now. I can't imagine. What is going on? He only scores when we're already winning. He scores when we don't want. He scores when we don't want. He's the Walcott.
This is
100,000 pounds a week.
This is what I think Leicester has managed to do this season, and which is, and why they're on top. And it's not about strictly talent, because like I said, you would, for the majority of the if you had to pick between Leicester and Arsenal players, you would pick Arsenal players almost every time. But when it comes to the decisions, there's something about the decisions they make. They make just the right choice, but almost all the time.
But you also, like, you gotta take into consideration the fact that they play, I really don't want to offend anyone, and I don't want to say this because they're winning and they're beating us, but they play a very simple version of the game at a very high level.
Okay.
Like, it's not hard to fit pegs in when all you're doing is counterattacking. But if Vardy sat out one of these games, they would not be as...
They do counterattack. That is their strength. But they don't park the bus. They're not just waiting.
I mean, they kind of do. They
I wouldn't say so.
They're Route 1. I mean, they're a smarter version of Route 1. But they're Route 1. They're very simple. And Ranieri has admitted it. So, I mean, you know, he's basically said, like, look, we weren't winning playing the other way. We had to do what it took to win. And, dude, granted, this time last year, they were just starting to make their rise up the ranks, you know, or they were close to the top, but they had come from last place or close to last place. They were in the relegation zone in the championship last year, and here they are. Listen, this movie needs to be, I bet you it's being edited already. That's how much, I mean, this is automatic, this movie. This should be a book. This should be a speaking tour if you're Ranieri. This is everything. Mm-hmm. This is done. You know, even down to the guy who bought the team, promised in 3 years they would be a world-class club. And here they are going, they're obviously, even if they don't win the league at this point, they're clearly going into the Champions League. I mean, this is it. You've written a movie.
Yeah.
We're watching a movie play out live. And what I guess we're all me and Kirby are fans of the villain, apparently. You know?
Yeah.
What is going on?
You're like, yeah, sweep the legs. Yeah. Sweep it.
Don't let that punk from North beat you. You know, but we're Cobra Kai.
Yeah, man.
I'm rooting for huh? Yeah, we're Russians before we start cheering for USA. Yeah, for Rocky. Yeah. I mean, what is going on? We're in the wrong side of the movie.
Yeah, I guess that is it's bittersweet at the very least.
To me, it's just bitter.
And it takes away, it's a little weird because it's not as tragic as it would be if you were in this battle with Chelsea, you would be like, well, that's clearly the enemy.
Right.
Nobody
spend
like
money. There's something to say about them. There's nothing to say about them.
But the beautiful story of Leicester makes your, your losses.
You're going to have to start using different adjectives.
You know,
or none at all.
It makes your struggle. It takes away from the validity
right.
of your struggle because it's such a beautiful story.
It's like any movie where there's like a hotel is going up over like a puppy rescue place. We're assistants of the developer. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
That's who we are. We need this hotel to go up. Like, yeah, I get your puppy thing, but we need this hotel.
There's a lot of puppies. Who needs more puppies?
I got rent to pay, you know? You guys are going to kill these puppies at one point anyway. Why don't I just build a hotel over them?
Yeah.
This is exactly who we are, and I don't want to be that. I don't want to ruin the movie.
Yeah.
I don't want this movie to exist.
You can't support, President Business, right? What is it? President Business from. Have you seen the Lego movie?
No.
It's a great movie. You should watch it.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like it. I don't want this movie to exist. Why can't Leicester be in its place, in 15th place? Right now, I would happily switch places between
Chelsea
and Leicester.
When you speak like that, it reminds me of like. People who were like against the civil rights movement, right?
All right. All right.
Who were like, come on, you guys, you look how far you've come. Why do you want to be equal? All of a sudden?
They were like, yeah, they were singing in the concentration camps. They can't be that.
Yeah, they can't be that.
It's not so bad. Yeah, I'm not that. In any way, shape, or form.
But, you know, look, at the very Leicester deserves to be where they are. They have earned their position.
I would be more comfortable if it was anyone else.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be up there, up there. Like, if it was Chelsea, I would, like, to your point, mm-hmm. it would make sense. If it was Manchester United, Manchester City, Liverpool even.
It's easy to hate them.
Because, but it also makes sense. You know, they're a big club. They spend a lot of money. They mm-hmm. do what they, you know, having Leicester up there makes everyone love them. And it makes us Arsenal fans who want them to lose and lose badly. I want broken legs across, across the pitch. Everyone at the same second, all of their knees snap in half. I would be feel bad for the person. Great for me. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You would get over it very quickly. Yeah.
And then, there again, there's the secondary battle of not letting Tottenham finish above us, which looks like it's going to happen.
You're getting attacked on all fronts, man.
Oh, my God. Really is this tough. What, oh, God, is this what Napoleon felt like when he went into Russia?
Well,
is that what happened to him?
I don't know.
We're fighting a two-front war.
Well, I didn't want to bring up Hitler again. what happened to Napoleon?
Oh, he just marched into Russia.
Then it was the Russian winter.
Yeah, but he wasn't fighting on two fronts.
All right. Good point.
Okay. History lesson.
This is like the USA when all of a sudden on the other side comes, you know, Germans bombing Pearl Harbor. No, I know that's a joke.
okay, that's fine. I mean, you got to appreciate a New Jersey education.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Leave him alone. He's on a roll. Great movie.
Obviously, yes, it is a battle up top, and it's the next few weeks are going to be very
frustrating.
Very frustrating. Yeah,
I'm going to have a bald spot, probably on the sides.
That is. That would be brutal. That would be the biggest tragedy.
Yeah, tell me about
if
it.
If anything happened to Alexis's hair, he would lose all his power. It was just...
Someone told me they thought my hair was thinning a little bit, and they were like, hey, you should maybe consider like just using Rogaine now, because it'll keep all your hair. And I was like, I don't think I'm losing my hair. And he's like, just in case. And I was like... Yeah, you're right. Probably just in case. This is too good to lose.
It's such a subtle insult. It's a thing. Like when you see a girl who's like who walks out without makeup, and people are like, "Hey, you look tired."
Yeah, you look really tired.
And it's like, oh my God, I can't show my face ever.
My wife, who has red hair, her eyebrows, her eyelashes,
mm-hmm.
are very light. So I tell her all the time, whatever the thing is with the little brush that puts you know, the tint on your eyebrows, on your eyelashes.
Mascara.
If she doesn't put on mascara, I'm like, baby girl, you look like a ghost. You gotta have eyelashes.
Yeah, humans have them.
I know. This is
it's strange.
Common course of action here. Yeah. But, you know, they're there and you can see them, but they're so light that it's distracting at first when you first notice it.
Okay.
So it's so funny. One day, how we know that is like the second year we were together, I showed up at her house pretty early and she was like, oh, I just got to get finished getting ready. I was like, you look great without makeup. And I just kept looking at her. I'm like, are you sick or something? Like,
that's the worst.
What happened?
Hey, you look great without makeup. Oh, you know what? Just go back inside. Just,
you know what? I take that back. Just go get ready.
A few little touch-ups.
You know what? Try harder. Try harder to get ready. No, you do look fat. All right? Now get back over there. You know what? Just leave that here. I'll toss it out. I don't want you to ever put that back on.
The next time I see your wife, I'm just going to be staring at her eyes. Like
I'll kill you with my own bare.
She's going to be like, what?
Why is Christian trying to romance me?
It's like, no, I'm just looking for your eyelashes. So,
she doesn't leave the house without mascara. She's going to kill me that I said that.
So it's...
she doesn't listen.
Obviously, it's going to be a next difficult few weeks. But also, Everton, it's going to be a very interesting next few...
Yeah, why don't we just get to the next break? Why don't we cut to the next segment talk about Everton, please?
Month and a half. We're on the road to Wembley. So... It's getting pretty exciting. So now this FA Cup that nobody cared about, literally no one cared about.
And this was something you didn't even have coming. This is something you didn't expect.
Well, look, I was paying attention to Everton in the FA Cup, but also I don't really understand how the tournament works. And I don't, it's...
How do you not understand? It's very simple.
No, it's simple.
Everyone in England
Is it
can play.
Every single team that plays and starts in it dwindles down?
Yeah, and it's not every single, but anyone can really get in at a certain level. And then it's even non-league teams can try to play in. It's very similar to the U.S. Open Cup.
You know,
like, remember a couple years ago, Eric Winalda's team, Cal FC, which was like, not a bullshit team, but it was just kind of like made up of amateurs.
Yeah.
He coached a team that played against, they actually wore the Chicago Fire uniforms for one game because they didn't have away kits.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And, you know, he played with a sweeper. It was parking the bus the whole nine. It was mm-hmm. hilarious. But they played, I think, the Portland Timbers.
Oh, wow.
And they beat them.
Oh,
it
wow.
Like, yeah, it was like this huge thing. And then the next game, the next away match, they got decimated. But, you know, it was like a fun Cinderella story. That happens a lot in the FA Cup.
Okay.
Everyone in England, regardless of whether you're in the league or not, so even if you're outside of the Football Association, the FA, you can join. You can be asked to partake, or you can partake based on your level. And then it's group stages, right? And then it becomes a bracket, or there is no group stage. I think it's just a bracket. Just qualifying for the bracket, you get in the bracket, and then it dwindles down.
Yeah, so that's that's what I wasn't really paying attention to. I watched some of the FA Cup matches with Everton, and just a few other ones in general. And obviously, it's not as exciting when it's like, you know, Everton against Cardiff City or Blackburn.
Yeah.
And
Everton versus Stockport.
I'm like, I don't know. Ugh. They're just crushing them. Yeah. And I'm like, this is not very entertaining. And also, on top of that, you know.
PSG playing anyone.
a lot of things that were happening this season about the FA Cup were people talking about how it should be changed. There should be less games. They should make it in 1 month. And so there's so much criticism of it that made me care less about it. And
I could see that. I think the domestic cup, as they call it, the Capital One Cup, I think that's a waste. It's only for people in the FA. So it's kind of like, you know, it's like the non-necessary FA Cup.
Manchester City won that, and we saw how Yaya Toure took to it.
Celebrated.
It just really wasn't off to the side, not really just sipping on some Gatorade. Not really that interested.
I think he had a Heineken, actually. He was just in there. He's like, I just want a pint.
Yeah.
You guys do what you want. But I think that's almost pointless, to be completely honest. I think they should have some of these cup competitions for non-Premier League teams. I think if the Capital One Cup was only up to the championship level, I think it would be much more exciting.
Yeah, so
you wouldn't have as many people watching it, unfortunately, but I think it'd be much more exciting.
But Everton are in the semifinals. They're waiting to see. There's a replay between Manchester City and West Ham.
Right. Who are you hoping for?
I'm hoping. I don't know. This is a tough one. I think
West Ham's going to kick your ass.
Well, West Ham beat us when we were up 2-0 just a week ago.
Not a week ago. Anyway.
But it looks like, I guess Manchester United, I think we could beat them a little bit easier than West Ham.
Yeah.
Dimitri Payet is just, he scores whenever he wants.
Yeah.
That seems to be the case.
As the song goes.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to look great in Arsenal's midfield next year. Right? I mean, everyone, and we're going to.
But
we will lose midfield.
Everton did beat Chelsea in the big game.
Hugs and kisses.
Kisses everywhere.
All around, baby.
A game filled a lot of controversy.
Yeah.
Which
is anything Diego Costa takes part in.
I want to talk first about it was a great match. The goals happened in the second half. Lukaku scoring both goals.
His first goal. The phrase took on the defenders, took on a new definition when, because he literally physically took everyone one by one. It was like
he was shrugging him off like the Hulk.
It kind of looked like that Bruce Lee movie where he keeps going up different levels of the building and kicking people's butt.
Yeah,
he kept doing it. He's just like, you're next. Now you're next. It was like watching Shinobi.
It was a good game.
Yeah.
Great reference.
Thank you.
Not really one I would think Alexis Guerreros would pull out, but that's a good one.
All right, Shinobi, one of the original video games for Nintendo.
It was great. No, that was the Sega Genesis
Sega,
game.
That's right, Sega Genesis game. Yeah.
So Lukaku, amazing goal. I mean, literally did it all himself. He got a pass at the edge of the box on the left side, and pushed. I mean, physically dismissed other men away from him. And
this is why I say he's 22. He looked like a man playing kids. Like, you know, like the angry dad playing against like the kids team. Who's just like, no, I'm going to score. And he's just tossing these kids off of him.
Yeah, and it was a great goal. At one point, you could see that some of the defenders did not want They didn't want to touch him because if he just fell over, they would have got a penalty.
Yeah.
But he was just literally pushing everyone away.
And it seems like does it frustrate you as an Everton fan that sometimes he looks like he's not even in the game, and then sometimes he does that?
But that's his game. I think they mark him closely.
Yeah, they do play him hard everywhere he goes.
You know, they know what he's capable of.
I think he'd look great. I think he would look great at Arsenal. I just have something I just want to talk about. Football 365 did a really great write-up. We posted about it on Cooligans. Lukaku is 2 months away from turning 23 years old.
He is, yeah.
I'm saying this. I'm changing my tone because I need you to hear this. He has, since moving to England, he has scored 78 goals, right? Lukaku club goals before the age of 23. This is goals for his club as a first team member. 119. The only four players to score more than that are the original Ronaldo, Raul.
The original Ronaldo, who also has 194, which is unbelievable.
Insane, but it fits when you see.
Yeah, exactly. It makes perfect sense.
And if you just insane. Raul, Messi, Sergio Aguero. What, at 124, and then comes Romelu Lukaku at 119. Now, if you want to be scared a little bit, after him comes Michael Owen, who was a classic bust at 111, and below him comes Cristiano Ronaldo at 97. So Ronaldo 97, Lukaku 119. Here's one other thing. Lukaku goal versus European strikers. These are all European strikers, right? Mm-hmm. Since 2012-2013 season, Cristiano Ronaldo at 192 games, who's 31 years old, scored 207. Lionel Messi in 189 games scored 195. Zlatan Ibrahimovic in 173 games scored 137. Lewandowski, so on and so forth, come down. Romelu Lukaku is a little bit further away. He's like in ninth place. But 155 games, he scored 78, which I mentioned. That's when he moved to. Yeah. So since the time he moved, in 155 games, he scored 78. Now, the only thing I will say is Giroud right behind him with 78 and 176 games. That is incredible. Opta takes this thing that says the top scorers under 23. Lukaku's up there.
Lukaku's one of the best strikers in Europe.
57 goals.
Just without a doubt.
In the top five league. 57 goals under 23. Pogba is 22 as well, and he only has 23 goals. And I know he's a midfielder, but everyone rants and raves about Pogba. Harry Kane, second coming of Jesus, if you ask a Brit, you know. He's in third place with 35 goals at 22. Granted, he hasn't started as long as Lukaku has. I think I just found a way to save Arsenal and completely take away the whole Kane thing. Arsenal's got to go get Lukaku. I just saved Arsenal. Did I not? Yeah. Kirby said yes.
I mean, I refuse to let that happen.
I got to be honest. I don't care what you think. I thought he was like 32 or I thought he was like 26, and I thought like, well, he's clearly not reached his peak. He clearly reached his peak and he's done. He's 22. No.
He's in like 3-4 years, he's going to be a goddamn monster.
And here's what's insane. If this was America, he'd just be getting out of college now.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have had any of this. None of this would have counted professionally.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into it.
I agree. Lukaku's,
Kirby just gave me a here we go.
Lukaku's
don't
great.
You dare under your breath give me a here we go. But this just goes to show he's 22. You've got to feel great about that. Or are you scared? Are you scared of losing him, to be honest?
Oh, my God. I'm terrified. every goddamn second I'm scared.
Yeah, you should be, because I am starting the Arsenal for Lukaku campaign. Hashtag.
Lukaku, I mean, he's been very public. Like, he wants to win. He is a guy who
he went to Everton thinking he was going to be doing
he was a Chelsea reject.
Yeah, loanee, which they have millions of. Miazga will be one soon.
Yeah, and well, he's doing fine in the under-21s. So he'll be there for a while.
great experience.
But Lukaku wants to win, man, and he wants to be on a winning team. And I understand that. I think if Everton wins the FA Cup, it is more reason for him to stay.
Do you think it's necessary for him to stay?
I do. At this point, I really do. Okay. He needs to see progress.
I think that means getting rid of Roberto Martinez.
I mean, it might, but
we'll see. I know this is your first year as an English league fan.
Yeah.
It might isn't good enough. You have to make the decision for the team.
Okay? No, you're wrong.
Yeah.
He's going to stay with the team for goddamn life.
There you go.
Sir Roberto Martinez is going to be there for life. Like good. I said, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Good.
Okay.
I'm glad you're a real.
Clap back now. All right.
You know how we clap back?
Everything clap back. Let's do it. Hashtag everything clap back.
Who's everything going to buy? Everybody. See, yeah. There you go.
They got a new investment group.
Yeah.
They're rolling in guap.
Yeah.
They're doing fine.
They got American money coming in.
Lukaku's going to be there for. Why'd he get an Everton tattoo on his cheek? All right. He's going to be there forever. He wouldn't have done that if he didn't love the team.
Yeah.
All right. So he'll be there. Everton, FA Cup winners. I'll see you at Wembley, son.
Lukaku, Gucci Mane.
All right.
Done.
We're going to, next segment, we're going to talk some MLS.
Yeah, fun weekend.
Fun weekend. We went to the NYCFC home opener. It was great.
Oh, boy.
And we'll do that. We'll talk some MLS. So we'll see you in one moment.
And right after this.
The Cooligans MLS Fantasy League. Do you want to play MLS Fantasy Football against Alexis, Christian, and myself? Prizes will be awarded to the first, second, and third places. Maybe second and third, definitely to first. It's going to start in week 4 of the MLS season, so make sure you have the code and you join the league and you have your team finalized by then. Check out the Cooligans League. It will be in the email this week, so make sure you subscribe to our email list. Go to soccercooligans.com. When it pops up, put your email. It'll be all good. And you can play against us for fabulous prizes.
All right, now we're talking a little MLS.
Major League Soccer.
Yeah. All right. I was going to say something, but you always get offended.
You can say whatever you want to say.
You have it's a driving instructor tone.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was trying to do. I feel like the name Major League Soccer is I don't know. It's just not as it's missing that the Premier League. There's a classiness.
Right. But then there's also the Scottish Premier League doesn't really do it either, you know?
I guess, yeah, the Premier League is is much more confident.
Right. Well, they don't even use that. They just say Premier League.
Yeah, which is great. Yeah, we don't have that. We have we say MLS, and that's
right.
That's
but Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer.
Yeah, it's too similar to
those.
Doesn't
make any sense.
La Liga.
Yeah, Liga America.
Bundesliga. It's just... Yeah. It's something. It's just missing that oomph, you know, that little
United
sense of character.
Soccer of America.
Yeah. Just, yeah. No, it should just be World War II winners.
Yeah.
Soccer.
We kicked all your butts of soccer.
Yeah. I mean, in next year, it's just going to be, Trump League. After he wins.
Everyone wears gold. That's the most confusing league in the world.
Well, that's clearly Marlon Brando.
Is it? I can't do Trump. I can't do anyone but Marlon
Brando. That was
Brando.
The godfather himself.
Everyone was
running FIFA.
Well, someone else who made a goal you could not stop. I was trying to make a you couldn't refuse joke, and it did not work. Some wonderful games happened this weekend.
MLS, oh my God. I am just going crazy over the MLS.
Isn't it super exciting? I try to tell people that. People think I'm just I'm getting paid to say this.
It's great. I mean, and look, and this is...
And by the way, I would love to get paid
please,
to say
MLS players to say this.
Come on, are you kidding me? Yeah, I would say whatever you wanted.
I mean, the Chinese Super League paid us.
Right.
We
found our way out of that deal, so we're back.
It was a very... We found it was a very, very binding contract.
Yeah.
We found a way to get out of it.
We don't even want to tell you we had to do, but if you never see my wife again, I apologize. She's now making iPhones. The league is incredibly exciting.
Great games. Unpredictable. It's an unpredictable league.
Well, yeah, I mean, parity across the board. Yeah. I mean, we were talking about this before. And again, this is for real, with all due respect. You know, there's teams Seattle Sounders and I mean, even Red Bulls, who won the Supporter Shield. Supporter Shield is the best team through the league.
It is essentially the
regular season.
The team with the most points. Just
right,
you know, normally in Europe.
Top of the table.
That would be top of the table, yeah.
Right, so that would be the league winners. Mm-hmm. They won, essentially, the league last year. And they look terrible.
They look terrible this year.
And not because they're terrible, because they suck and the Red Bulls. We're not saying that. We'll say that during the match. But we're not saying that now. What we're saying is you have the pieces, and you're only missing Miazga, from what I remember. I can't imagine any other.
Yeah,
but their midfield all of a sudden just looks atrocious.
Yeah, there's cause for concern. The Red Bulls
another
were,
town hall.
The Red Bulls.
See, there's a joke, and I said I wasn't going to do it.
The Red Bulls were clearly a very dominant team last season, where they were, they intimidated other clubs, and they're off to an 0-2 start, which is not, it's not Red Bull-esque.
No, and here's the thing. Look, as much as we love the league, we understand that it has some limitations and has some things that we'd like to change. One of the things that we'd like to change is the fact that it becomes increasingly difficult to sort of justify the regular season, because so many people make it into the playoffs that it almost doesn't matter if you lose a little bit up front now. So it kind of treats the first quarter of the regular season, almost like a preseason. Now, they certainly matter, because if you miss the playoffs by a point or two and you lost in the first, so I mean, it's not to say that they don't count, but what we're saying is, you know, this can all turn around, and I do believe it will turn around for the Red Bulls, hopefully after they play us.
But they've given up 5 goals. They haven't even made 1 goal yet. They lost to Toronto 2-0, and they lost to Montreal 3-0. So don't play any more Canadian teams, because that's really...
Stop playing Canadian teams. Yeah.
They're apparently the Red Bull kryptonite, you know?
Incredible. And the other thing is that, you know, they are a showcase of what happens in a league like MLS, where there's a lot of constrictive rules, so people can make changes 1 year, they can't the other, so on and so forth. You know, I was touting them heavily last year for all of their youth. It seems like they're not playing well. They're a lot of their youth players right now.
Well, I think the Red Bulls only have one DP, right? They Bradley Wright Phillips.
No, they also have, I don't know if Sasha Kleshtin is a DP. I don't think so. Kirby, can you look that up real quick?
Cool. Yeah, we'll find. I don't think he is.
I know Mike Grella is not, and I don't know.
I'm looking at the roster right now. They only have one, so I think they're more of the philosophy that they're gonna go with youth, go with homegrown players.
Right, they've had 3 DPs in the past. I mean, you know, Rafa Marquez is one of the biggest mistakes, I think, in the league ever in history. But you know, Thierry Henry, who's, you know, a king, a legend, just picked the wrong team in MLS. You know, NYCFC didn't exist, so whatever. But yeah, still, I mean, you know, can't blame him for it. But, yeah, I mean, only one DP. What's the point you were making, that you think they should buy more?
Well, it seems like they're going with the sort of the opposite philosophy of all the other big clubs, especially, right, you know, the LA, the Seattle's, the NYCFC's, where they're gonna focus on the chemistry rather than just getting sort of big names and stuff like that.
But, and it could work out for them.
And it has. It clearly has. But I think
has it 3-0 to Montreal?
Well, not this season, but last season. Last season it seemed perfectly fine.
Right.
But this season, by the way,
that's no Didier Drogba Montreal, right?
Yeah. So this is bad. This is not good at all.
Yeah, I was piling on a little bit there. You figured that out.
But it seems like, as far as, you know, with the first 2 games, they could use a little help. They can use an experienced player to help them out of it, because they just don't really look that good.
Yeah, they could use a little bit of help for sure. It seems to me like their midfield is probably in most need. And I think I saw one of our friends, Juan Escalante.
Yeah.
Nerdwitch, if you're on the internet. I saw him post that he's like, I don't care if we win almost every other game, I still won't trust this midfield, you know? And it's tough. I mean, but there's a sign. There's who you buy. And I know the summer transfer window is going to open up pretty soon, right in the middle of our season. So maybe they'll have someone in. But bringing in someone halfway through the season never works out. So you're kind of stuck with who you have right now, unless they're already an MLS player. I don't know that they can necessarily go out. I mean, everyone's trading Tam. We're trading Tam all over the place. We Tam when we want. We Tam when we want. But anyway, NYCFC just sold, just traded. Andrew Jacobson for Tam.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Because they use a lot of their money on
all we have is Tam.
All we have is Tam.
Go buy groceries. You know what? Give them your watch. That's all we have is Tam. But, you know, it seems like the other Eastern teams aren't doing incredibly well. I know Red Bulls are in last place, but, you know, they're not alone. You know, Columbus Crew can't figure it out.
Yeah, they don't look great either. No. They don't look terrible. Obviously, their first game, a rematch of the MLS Cup final. So obviously, there's a lot.
Same result.
Less mistakes. You know?
Less major one, big one. One major big one.
But we had that Higuain bicycle kick, which was cool.
Yeah.
Columbus looks like they're not in season form yet. They're just missing something. But I think they'll get there. Kamara looks good.
Kyle looks great. But they were able to figure out his contract.
I think everybody will get on board soon. So I'm less concerned about Columbus than I am like Red Bulls. I'm not even that as concerned about Seattle, who also 0-2.
They're
not in sort of season form yet. They're still in. They're probably still feeling that, you know, terrible losses in the CONCACAF Champions
League. to Club America.
They didn't look good in the CONCACAF Champions League. So they're still they'll figure it out.
If I look at it right now, I think obviously Montreal Impact are at the top of the league. Top of the Eastern standings, and that's without Drogba right now.
Yeah. I wasn't sure. When I first heard that Drogba wouldn't play on turf, I thought it was like, I'm not going to play on turf because... But I just thought he was like being a diva. But apparently he's like nursing an injury, right?
Yeah. Okay. So like it's... Thierry Henry was one of those people that didn't want to play on turf either. But I think the Red Bulls hit it. So it was like, you know, hamstring strain, you know, every time he would. Which I think is what is caused by it. So they're like, we'll just say you have it. And he wouldn't play like in New England Revolution, play like places like that. I remember that happening. I think a lot of people, when they get older, if you're used to playing on dirt, you don't want to play on turf. It doesn't have nearly the give.
Yeah.
And it's just tougher on your joints.
Why is this such a big deal to get goddamn grass?
I agree with you. I don't know.
Is
like,
it so complicated?
You want to hear something crazy? Merritt Paulson.
His name was Robert Paulson.
Yeah, no. Merritt Paulson, who owns the Timbers, he refuses to get regular grass. Even when the U.S. national team has said, like, hey, if you get real grass, we can actually play some games in Portland.
Yeah.
And they deserve it. And he said no. He's like, if you want to lay sod over it, you can. You know, they can place the sod over the turf.
Okay.
It's not nearly as good, but it's better. And most national teams won't come in and play on turf. But he openly, and he'll fight people on the internet. He'll fight people on Twitter all the time who are like, dude, get grass already. And he's like, no, we want turf. Like, why are you fighting for turf?
Seattle
also has turf, and I get it. But, you know, Atlanta United, they're going to go into
the
Falcons play. So you know it's going to be turf.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are we allowing this?
Wait, not all American football teams play on turf, do they?
I think Miami doesn't because it gets too hot in the sun.
I don't get it. I honestly don't. I don't know I know it, the upkeep is obviously it costs money, but this should be one of the expenses of owning a football club.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's understood.
I don't understand.
It's like, I don't think we need players. You know?
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal, guys.
Can
we just, have
why can't we sign 8 players? Is it really that big a deal?
Yeah.
Now it's just a luxury having
keepers.
Having 11.
Yeah, keeper. I don't want someone who wants to touch the ball, okay? We'll be fine. You know what we do? We don't buy goals. Can't score goals if
exactly.
We don't have goals.
Exactly. Just buy goals on one end. Pitch, and in halftime, we just move it to the other
side. Yeah, we move it to the other side. Trust me, I don't think the other team's even going to notice. Do we have a goalkeeper? There's nothing to keep because there's no goal.
But yeah, so it's all very odd. But we did this weekend, NYCFC had...
Speaking of real grass, baby.
Very real grass.
Yeah.
You know.
So they were smoking in the stands.
That was noticeable. Yeah. I mean, hey, you know, New Yorkers need to enjoy themselves. Yeah,
don't tase me, bro. New Yorkers are getting it in. I will say, dude, I mean, you know, the first match was really exciting to watch. We didn't get to watch it together. I think all three of us were in different places. Real shame. I cried a little bit. Mm-hmm. Second match, we were all there.
And we went to Yankee Stadium, the NYCFC home opener. 30,000 and like 15 fans, something like that. Great numbers. Yeah. The most attended MLS match
of the week.
Yeah. So that's a good sign. New York is really embracing their club.
Yeah, and I will say, you know, credit to, you know, they've had three presidents at this point, and the president handled the business side of it, and ticket sales are very much in that vein, marketing in that vein. So, you know, once again, you keep finding great presidents because they're doing a wonderful job of, you know, and I don't know anyone who would want to play where it's not packed. You know what I mean?
Of course.
You want to feel appreciated. You know, we as the fans. One thing I heard this whole match that I've never heard before is a different section starting a chant. I heard the section closer to the first base side. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, I think it was just like NYC. NYC. I think all it was. It was very simple. But to me, it was like the beginning of something bigger. You know, I've met people at the bars and stuff who said they sit over there and they want to start a supporters like atmosphere over there. So that's kind of cool that they're getting that involved. And I mean, it's major security problems getting people in there. Once again, come on, Yankee Stadium. What are you doing?
Well,
I have a friend, the guy who works at the bodega on my corner brought his and his neighbor's kids, like six kids. They didn't get in until the 25th minute.
Wow. Well, you can't get in home opener. You can't even get there late at all, man.
But I think he got there with like 20 minutes, 25 minutes to spare.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You had to verify printed at home tickets.
Oh, that's right. That was like that new thing.
Which we said was going to happen. And people posted on the soccer cool.
That only the Yankees.
Only the Yankees. And then the day before they say like, oh yeah, we also can't.
So if you're not aware, so at Yankee Stadium, they've eliminated paper tickets. So you normally can print your ticket at home, bring it, they scan it.
Well, that's not 100% true. For the Yankees, not at all.
No,
and this is their way of protecting, you know, scammers making multiple copies and selling them.
Yeah,
really, this is a way to stop StubHub,
yeah,
from making money. But apparently, the NYCFC will accept it. They just have to verify it first. So you have to go through a separate security line,
yeah,
to get your ticket verified to assure that seat has not already been scanned in or previously sold.
This goddamn Nazi jerk. Show me your papers.
Yeah, I've obviously no papers. Just a lot of Nazi talk on this episode. Not a fan.
They're going to do got cavity searches, making sure. It's just a soccer game, man.
Right. Season tickets are now tattooed on your arm. The season ticket number.
Yeah. That's the funniest thing ever.
Oh,
that's terrible.
That is. Why did Kirby say that? Again, he's a Southerner. He's, you know, don't let him yell. He does an impeccable impression of me, by the way. Whatever. You know, it's funny. It's one of those things you think and you're like, yeah, don't say it. And you're like, oh, he already said it? All right, cool. Never mind. Yeah, look, I think it's clearly restrictive. I wouldn't put it on the same level as Nazi Germany. But, I mean, I'd want to say let the people in, but at the same time, I want there to be strict security. But I also don't want it to be like, you know, beating people up and tasing. But come on, let the people in. You had this issue, but I think the first match you were late for a different issue, right? You weren't late because of security.
No.
The first ever home opener.
I was late because I had my laptop, and I didn't know you
could. So it technically was a security issue.
Yeah,
you go back.
I had to go.
You missed David Villa's first goal ever.
No. I missed the Ashanti singing the national. No, Ashanti, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I missed Ashanti singing the national anthem. That's what I miss. Which I to this day, I will
regret.
We
talk about it every day.
It's difficult to know that I miss.
You know, and she's always there when you call. And she's always on time. Another joke Kirby won't get.
But the game itself, NYCFC ended up tying Toronto after giving up a 2-0 lead. I thought we were just going to run away with it.
Yeah, we drew at the end. And, we dropped points, though. And I think that that's something that... And here's the other thing that really scared me. We really didn't score through the run of play. David Villa scored on a loose ball, and then we scored on a penalty.
Yeah. I mean,
that's not... You know, if we're going to be doing a three back... And then here's the other rumor. We played basically a 3-4-3, right? The front line being David Villa in the middle, Kyrie Shelton to the right, and Tony Taylor to the left, right? Very fast, very cutting, very quick. Here's the biggest issue. They're saying that they're only going to play the 3-4-3 at home because it's such a small pitch that you can get back defensively, that they want to have a different formation for a Wigan. No.
Oh, you think it's
Do you know how
cost,
many changes we cause?
It's going to cause too much confusion.
Pick one.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't want the player in a split second having to think, wait a minute, do I have to go back, you know, wide, or do I come back forward? No. If we're going to go 3-4-3, put it in fifth gear, put the pedal to the metal.
Everybody
let's just
get used
do it.
To it.
Yeah. I think we'll be fine. I think we have... It's amazing to me how, yes, we're a bunch of different players, but I don't think the players that we have now are overwhelmingly better than the players we had last year. You know... Matarita is better in certain ways, not as good in other ways. You know, I would love to see RJ Allen out there, then Ethan White coming on.
Yeah.
Things like that, but I know he's injured. I don't know that what we have now is overwhelmingly better than what we had last year at the end of the season. And look how much better they're playing. Look at how much they're a unit, man.
Yeah,
when the ball goes to the right, the entire team shifts like an amoeba to the right, you know? It's kind of beautiful to watch, but we have to be able to score.
Yes. And I think the... Again, I mentioned this after the first game. I think we're putting too much pressure on Briant. I think the teams know he's the weaker link out of the back line.
See, I disagree, but I agree with you that he's easy to pick on because he kind of is left out there on his own.
Yeah.
It's a little scary to just see how much space the forwards have when they're up against our back line. It's like, oh, God. It's, can we do a 5-3-2 one? You know,
what yeah. I mean? Like, it's gonna. He got beat. He didn't look terrible. At Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
But you could. I mean, you saw Giovinco just like he went at him all yeah, he often. He really tried and he did score the goal under Briant's leg after he reached for it. So I'm worried that other teams are gonna exploit that and. Yeah, I'm mainly worried about him. That look, right. I'm not saying I trust the 3-4-3 necessarily, but he's the person I'm most concerned about.
Right. Here's what I think: Federico Bravo from Boca Juniors, right? Mm-hmm. He's on loan. He seems to be giving Pirlo the cover that Pirlo needed last year, that no one was willing to give.
Yeah.
He seems to me like he's more of the central defensive. Central back. I don't know how to put it because it's in a 3-4-3. Basically, the main center back.
Yeah.
He seems like he has the pace and the defensive wherewithal to maintain. The only thing I don't like about him is he's kind of like kind of flies all over the place.
Well, you know,
like Jermaine Jones, you know, he scares me a little bit.
After watching the second match and we're starting to see, Patrick Vieira's sort of philosophies,
right.
A little bit more up close.
Sneakers with a suit.
That's right. Look, he's looking good. Yeah.
Looking
yeah.
fine.
I'm starting to sense, and also what led me to believe to what I'm about to say is also Poku not being there. Poku was not on the lineup,
not even on the team sheet.
Not on the team sheet, and
not a sub. Nothing.
I think Vieira's goal is to focus on speed. It seems like everyone he wants is he needs fast players to attack the ball to go forward. Because look, the guy who Steven Mendoza. They just
amazing when he came in.
Very, very good. Great on the ball. I play forward
and back.
First, I mean, he came from Colombia, I believe, right?
I believe he's a Colombian player. Yes,
I think he's Colombian.
I think he played 1 year in the Middle East.
Okay, but he looked amazing playing in New York. He just signed maybe like 4 or 5 days ago. Yeah,
he came in like the 70th minute.
Yeah.
And he looked incredible.
He looked really, really good. And it seems like, look, if you're going to put, you're tied at two and the person you bring on is the new guy. He's just right. Literally the new kid in school. He doesn't even know anybody's name.
Right.
The people barely know who he is.
He's got the wrong book bag on. He doesn't know our style.
He just doesn't know it. And he came out and looked at, but it says something about Vieira's style, which is like, hey, maybe Poku and maybe just some of the other players that we want to see out there maybe don't fit into what Patrick Vieira wants to do.
Right. Which I think Patrick Vieira made it a point to say, like, we're going to do everything we can with Poku. I'm hearing that other people say he should be traded. He doesn't want to be traded. Apparently he wants to make this work. So far, that's the rumor.
Yeah.
None of this is confirmed. There's been no interview. But I will say he
also,
getting on the team sheet though is different than being an
Poku. Poku's Twitter is a wasteland. There's nothing happening there. Not mentioning really? Anything. I even tweeted at him. I tweeted at him. Yo, Poku, where you at? I got no response.
Meanwhile, he's still selling his own branded clothing line.
Yeah, yeah, he's doing fine in the marketing end.
Yeah,
so it's a little concerning. I mean, we have obviously the sentimental, that connection we have with Poku, right. and sort of he was the breakout star of last season. So it's a little worried because we really feel like he can contribute.
Yeah, but I think about it. Where would he contribute on this team right now? I mean, where would he be better?
At the very least, a sub. I mean, how could...
Sub for who?
Tommy Mac, Mix. How could he not play those?
Yeah, I mean, maybe not Mix, but definitely Tommy Mac.
He's definitely
the slower side of that.
He should be... Obviously, he's in the midfield. He doesn't need to be a winger. He can't be that. But he can be in the middle, man. He's powerful. He's strong. He can win. He wins balls.
I mean, like Lukaku... That's the kind of stuff that he can do. I don't know if he would have that much grace.
Yeah, it's tough for him to see him as a forward and to see him as a center forward like Lukaku because he's not as fast.
Right, meanwhile, he's the one who won us the game in Puerto Rico.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like his resume should give him a little bit of access and a little bit more interest.
Yeah, but Vieira said twice how much he wants him to be a part of the team. He knows that the fans want him to be a part of the team. And if he feels, there's got to be like Vieira you know, it's tough love. Here's the thing. If you're, you know, in the vein of Vieira, which we all thought he was, and we all said last year that he was, he's the guy to teach you how to be like him.
That's what we thought.
And if he's telling you you're not good enough to start right now, even be on the team sheet, he's trying to break him. And
okay.
It seems like it's working. Now, will it work too well and he asks for a trade? If so, you know,
yeah,
make room for the TAM, baby. We're going to have so much TAM. We're not going to do with all this damn TAM.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I mean, that's all. Look, I think the team looked good. They made some mistakes. You know, that the Giovinco goal, you understand that. He won that. He's Giovinco.
That's his talent. But that's not our
but
mistake.
Although,
you're right. Brillant gave him too much space.
Yeah. But the goal on the set piece, you're like, come on, they should have played. They look like they wanted offsides, and they weren't really trying to play that ball.
I agree with you.
It was a little disappointing.
They were hoping that it just wouldn't work out for them.
Exactly.
Yeah, and Mikey Lopez missing that wide open header.
Yeah.
He posted, and I posted it, like, you'll get it next time. Yeah. I mean, you will get it next time.
It was a little, there were a bunch of gun emojis with it.
It wasn't an inspirational speech in any way, shape, or form. It's a picture of me next to his mother with a gun. Nonetheless, very exciting. And if you're not watching the MLS, you're making a mistake. If you listen to this entire segment and you don't listen and you don't watch the MLS, it's way more exciting than this segment was. And I think this segment was really exciting. So it's an incredible league to watch right now, and they're doing a lot of great things. And when we come back, I guess we'll do a little Kirby's Corner.
Yeah,
sound about right?
Yep.
All right, let's do it. We'll be back after this. Hey, what's up, guys? This is Alexis Guerreros. I'm one of the Cooligans, and I just want to talk to you guys real quick about On The Volley Apparel. Really cool clothing brand based out of Southern California. They're LA Galaxy fans, but do not hold it against them. Right now, I'm wearing the most comfortable hoodie, and I'm not making that up. The most comfortable pullover hoodie I've ever owned, and it's got the Wu-Tang logo on the front with a soccer pitch inside of it. If you go to our Instagram, you're going to see some of the photos of it. It's absolutely some of the coolest stuff I've ever had. I want you guys to go check them out on Instagram. At On The Volley Apparel, ONTHEVOLLEY Apparel is APPAREL. Check them out. Their website is VA Football Club, VAFootballClub.com. Check them out. Absolutely awesome clothing. Such cool style. Buy some of that stuff. Really support them because these guys are doing a great job producing some really, really awesome stuff. And we absolutely love all of their stuff. I think you guys are really going to love it too. Again, check out that Wu-Tang. They even have that in a t-shirt. So I know it's starting to be summer. It's going to get nice and hot. Buy yourself a dope t-shirt. I wore it on stage the other day and people kept asking me where I got it. It's pretty dope. I think everyone's going to love it. I think you will too. Check them out, On The Volley Apparel. The Cooligan. Oh no, Kirby's Corner.
Cooligan.
We're not restarting the show.
Yeah, we're just doing
it. Come on, man.
One more time.
More time.
Exactly what we said before. Just say it again.
Yeah.
Now, this is Kirby's Corner, baby, and that's the voice. The golden voice you're hearing is Alexis Gross. The other voice you're hearing.
Wow, thanks, bro.
There he is.
The bronze voice.
The bronze voice.
That's meaning I'm silver.
Silver, yeah.
Now, you allow both of yourselves to. You're standing next to me
on
the podium.
We'll fight for the death for silver.
Yeah, so whatever. Here comes the news.
You know, they say that the bronze medal winner is usually happier than the silver medal winner because they actually won to get on the podium.
I have heard that. I have heard that.
Other than that, so last week we talked about Fulham and their attempts to make sure their youth players did not get seduced by random 16-year-olds. More sex scandals coming out of England. This week, Hartlepool.
Everyone watching our Periscope right now is like, wait, what happened last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look what? It up. Soccer cool against it.
Yeah.
Hartlepool
played to catch a predator. So,
yeah,
Hartlepool. You were saying
yes, Hartlepool.
Hartlepool.
Yes. Their manager.
I saw Deadpool last week. It was pretty good.
I thought you said you hated it.
Affair.
We're just not going to let him read the news exposed. Today.
You know what? You want to talk about Deadpool? That's
Kirby's
okay.
Kirby's Corner. Just Christian and Alexis talk over him.
Yeah. Christian Alexis continue to poke at Kirby until sorry. Kirby snaps.
Sorry, Kobe. Sorry for the beginning.
Kobe?
Go ahead.
Yeah. That, I don't even get my name anymore.
Come on.
Come on, man.
Kirby O'Brien.
Go for it.
Kirby O'Brien. So Hartlepool's manager had his affair exposed after his wife hacked his Twitter account.
She slid into his DMs.
Oh, my goodness.
That it goes down in the DM.
She
says, Hartlepool.
Hartlepool.
Well, now it is.
She then proceeded to tweet from his account, "My name is Sam Collins, and I'm having an affair with redacted, from Durham, and I'm a male slag.
That whore redacted.
Yeah. And she's a hoe.
First
tonight.
Of all, why would you sleep with someone named Redacted?
I mean, feel like it's at least a red flag.
Yeah. Yeah. Already. Tell her. Let her. Tell her to tell you your real name. You know, before you slip it in her.
Speaking of what he's going to slip in her, she also tweeted, "I also have a very small penis, which I wear on my head."
Hilarious.
Wow. So, is this yeah. what a
Did Ricky Gervais?
Is this what a British roast sounds like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to whore? What just happened to that? When did this...
You know, there's plenty of mean names that you can call people.
What a cunning, cutting, terribly written rebuttal.
I think that was a fifth grader that
time. Or was his wife a joke writer for The Buzzer? offense, Buzzer. Your terrible videos.
Yeah,
But yeah, wow, that's okay.
I also like slag. We don't use slag.
Yeah. A woman caught a man cheating on her. So,
yeah, but she was offending the woman, the redacted woman.
Oh,
called
wow.
her a slag.
This
right?
is why is this? This is too common.
She was saying that her husband is the male slag.
Okay. So she wasn't knocking the mistress.
No.
Okay.
She didn't mock.
She just called her a hoe. I mean, that's
okay. Which is common. But see, that's what I hate.
Yeah.
I hate when that happens, because when a woman gets cheated on, her first instinct is to get mad at the other woman.
Yeah.
Someone asks us, is it possible for a boy to be gay for a girl? What are you talking about?
Evan, is that you?
What are you talking about?
What an odd question.
Maybe we shouldn't periscope during the segment anymore.
Yeah. No, that's great.
It's Evan.
Look, yeah, this is, you've reached Loveline. So that's why.
It's our monster troll. It's our troll of the year. Wonderful job, dude. Evan Wingy is doing great. Jeez, I love
this
guy now.
From Brussels and Minnesota.
Yeah.
Oh
God, he's the troller. He's the plug. I love Evan, man. Now I was so upset great. Before, but I'm like, I like this guy.
Yeah.
I like that he thinks of stuff for this segment specifically.
He waits every Tuesday. He's like, when is their Periscope going on?
Here we go. They're starting late today. I'm not happy about this. Yeah.
I bring that story up to tell another fascinating piece of Hartlepool Football Club history. Their nickname is the Monkey Hangers because.
Did anyone think that was racist immediately as soon as he said it?
Yeah. Well, that was what you think. But it's a literal monkey that washed up on shore after a French boat crashed. It was wearing a French naval uniform. And so they decided, we've never seen a Frenchman. This is obviously a Frenchman. He's a traitor. We have to hang him.
Is this a fever dream you had? Or
no,
is this real?
This is little. If you can Google Hartlepool monkey hangers.
Which I am not. I don't want the NSA to flag something.
The NSA should be like, I think we should just investigate.
This is just too strange.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to look it up.
Cameron would snitch on you for that. Cameron.
Oh, man. All right. What's next, Kirby?
All right. So we have a couple of leagues going on in Europe that we can just call right now. PSG ran away with
about 8 months remaining.
Jeez, in March.
There's, I think, about 45 games left, and they're still, and it's over.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, PSG, which, I mean, they don't belong. If anybody was in support of a European Super League, it is PSG. They do.
Yeah.
They have no reason to even be in that league.
Here's what I think. They only play for the Champions League at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, well, I mean, nine? How can you put nine past? Zlatan Ibrahimovic scored four. What is he now? 35, 34 years old?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus. Again, come to Arsenal, please.
Yes, please, Zlatan.
I don't know why I'm looking at the Periscope camera. I doubt he's watching this, but please, please come.
And all right, dead air. That's wonderful. Remember when you did that to me? I'm bringing it back.
Yeah.
Also, we can also call the Greek League. Olympiacos once again clinched it, but they did it in what's called the Derby of Eternal Enemies against Panathinaikos FC. And yes, I did practice pronouncing that in the Athens Derby.
Yeah, it's the Eternal Derby. I thought it was like a Greek thing where they're like, oh, because we have all these gods. I didn't know it was
Zeus against Hercules.
Yeah.
Panathinaikos versus Olympiacos. Everyone who spells Akos at the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, it gets pretty heated, but Olympiacos won, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Olympiacos takes it again.
Again, yeah. It's kind of standard for them to win. Yeah. I don't know much of a derby. I mean, like us versus Red Bulls last year. They come in. How many times did they beat us?
Three.
You know? And the Cosmos beat us, too. I mean, we couldn't win against our rivals. So I know how Panathinaikos wins.
Panathinaikos.
Sure. Cool. I know how they feel.
So next, we have some very sad news, also horrible behavior. Manchester United fans chanted about the Hillsborough disaster. 96 Liverpool fans, 96 fans died at Hillsborough Stadium.
Was it a fire? No, it wasn't a fire, right?
No, that's when the stadium collapsed. But someone explained this to me. There were no commercials back then. You couldn't cut away to commercial. Then they weren't that experienced in producing television at the time.
As we are now.
Now we're professionals. But back then they weren't. So they basically kept the cameras on while you could see people being crushed to death against the fence after the top level of the stadium fell.
Wow. So, nobody was there. Hey, cut away from this.
Yeah, can we cut to a Colgate commercial? Is that possible? Yeah.
Or just,
not this.
Point to the manager or the ref. Yeah. Just point to just some light bulb.
Like when a streaker runs in, they point the camera away.
Yeah, they were good at that.
They did. They were focused on these people being literally crushed to death.
Yeah.
It's a big point of, and look, I mean, Everton versus Liverpool, big rivals. Everton has, acknowledged it and done, different
you
things.
You show respect.
Of course. Yeah. And this is bigger than football. This is, people dying. Nobody wants to see that.
Unless you're a Manchester United fan, then you bring it up during their Europa League tie. It's disgusting behavior.
It's stupid. If it's meant to be funny, maybe. But this isn't something. I mean, you joke about whatever you want, but they're a little different in England.
When you have like one or two people kind of doing something, and it's like, oh, look at these idiots, and you always have some bad apples, and you sort of understand. Yeah. Right. But when a giant group of are chanting about something so terrible, then you start thinking about, well, what is the culture of this team? What are these supporters like? When you see the signs that are all like "Say No to Racism," where like the teams in Italy and teams in Russia have to constantly be reminded that, hey, your supporters are goddamn savages. Can you tell them to calm down?
That's like Galatasaray had an incident where some of their fans stabbed an away fan. I can't remember, stabbed a couple of away fans. So now
it was against Fenerbahce.
Was it against Fenerbahce? Yeah. So whenever Galatasaray fans are against English teams, they yell "murderers" at the Galatasaray. I mean, it's something that doesn't go away.
Yeah.
If this is the culture you create, it's not going to go away,
Yeah, but I guess, I guess it's much more rare, this blatant sort of, no pun intended, united disrespect.
Whoa.
Oh, great.
That was good.
Do you work for the Post? Yeah. That was great.
When you see it, you don't really see it from the English clubs. At least I don't. I mean, I'm watching a lot of Premier League games and stuff like that, so it's not something you see from Premier League teams and Premier League supporters do something like this. Yeah. Yeah, so this is it's very disappointing.
They are the same ones who would throw bananas on the pitch at black players and coins at Didier Drogba. So.
Yeah, yeah. So
there are moments where they can be idiots.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, and like I said, you see it from one or two. You see it from a couple.
It's not.
It's one per. It's not.
It's not half the stadium agreeing.
It's not 9,000 people throwing bananas. Like it's a
very hard to coordinate
Donkey Kong video game. No, it's not that. It's like you're gonna have idiots. You're gonna have racism. You're gonna have ignorance. We understand that.
Right.
But to see it from at that magnitude, is what's much more disappointing.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So next up, we're gonna
there's no way
bring
to
it up
segue
a little
from
bit
that easily.
Yeah, I kind of throw myself into a hole there.
There's no way out of that.
Yeah, speaking of no way out, Chelsea and Radamel Falcao.
Very good.
There
he did it.
He said that he had two offers from Chinese Super League teams, but he said that going there would have been easy, and he wanted to stay and fight.
What a dummy. Meanwhile, you have like Ramirez just over there right now being fed by his horde of helpers. I mean, what are you doing? You could be a god in China. I still think he would be great in the MLS. Apparently, he doesn't want to try that. He thinks that his the HGH in his body is still keeping him fit. He's clearly on it. His jawline is as chiseled as you would draw a comic book hero.
Yep.
But I will say, you got to go to China at some point, right? I mean, that seems to be the way the league is going.
Yeah.
Let's go now. You know, what are you fighting for? Come on, get out there.
Yeah, he's going to go get paid. He deserves whatever money is offered to him.
Yeah.
Does
he deserve any of the money that's been paid to him the last few years?
It would have been cool. Look, I think...
He's another player that should go back to Atleti. Yeah, he was great when he was at Atletico Madrid. What's he doing, man?
I mean, it would have been an MLS supporter, it'd be nice to have just a big name. Maybe he won't be the best player in the MLS,
right?
But it would be cool to.
He won't be the best player on whatever team he's on.
I don't think he's considered a player anymore.
It would be cool.
The best workout
partner. Yeah,
it'd be cool to have a big, Colombian star, you know, and come to the MLS and.
Yep.
You know, have a...
I think we have that in Steven Mendoza.
Hey!
There we go. What's next, Kirby?
All right, so the last story today. Leicester City has been on an astonishing... that was a heavy sigh from
Foxes.
Lexus.
The Foxes.
Some say they might...
Anyone
want to
go fox hunting?
Do you say you want to go fox something?
Fox hunting.
Okay. I heard that. Okay.
What a weird thing to break
what
in.
What a weird verb. Yeah. All right. You want a fox? All right.
Who wants to fox?
With Christian
I fox
Fuchs.
With that.
Yeah.
No.
Terrible.
I think Christian Fuchs does do a lot of foxing, if you ask me. Anyway. All right. Did I ruin that?
Yeah,
it was
a little bit. You could have gone Fucus Mori, and we would have allowed it.
So Leicester's Premier League run has been attributed to a group of Buddhist monks in Thailand.
Well, then send Arsene Wenger.
they came around and they give out talismans to the players. They bless the dressing room. They bless the stadium. So this, we finally found the secret to Leicester's success. They have help from the Buddha.
Did they pass whatever left Leicester onto Aston Villa? Is that what happened to Aston Villa? Aston Villa seems to have been cursed. Meanwhile, Leicester City seems to be... Everyone's taking steroids. Everyone... I want to piss just everyone before the end of the season?
Yep.
Well, this is my suggestion for Everton. Let's get a couple rabbis in the locker room.
I like it.
Let's get one of everything. Get a rabbi. You get a priest. You get a monk.
Okay.
We'll
schedule a couple brisses if necessary. Whatever it takes to win the FA Cup.
Right. You're really excited about this.
He suddenly gives a crap.
All of a sudden.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And this is not the first time that something magical has helped a team. Before 2005, there was a curse on the Australian national team from a witch doctor in Mozambique.
I thought it was just from the players that they chose.
That might have helped. And their super coach at the time, Gus Hiddink, and a comedian an Australian comedian went over to Mozambique
and got goat pee on them, right?
Yeah, drank chicken's blood to try to reverse the curse, and then they qualified for the World Cup that year.
Yeah, I remember that. They went to Mozambique to get the curse reversed. They had to do a bunch of stuff. They had to rub like poop on them. They had to drink pee. They blood.
Is this what the Red Sox did after the Babe Ruth trade?
No. They just gave Big Poppy as much HGH as you can give a human being. That man is way, way larger than he started.
He is a Dominican hero. I would not have you talking about him that way.
I will just start crying right away. Manny Ramirez hiding something in them braids.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I'd say El Duque was an HGH.
Of course he was. He's like 85 years old and still pitching. Go ahead. I'm sorry. We were talking about football, baseball.
What team was this again?
That was the Australian national team.
That was the Australian national team.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. All right. This is very okay. So look, at least
there's a great 30 for 30 about it.
Well, at least we know that comedians can have an influence. You know, on a football club.
We're trying.
On a team. Yeah. So
MLS, if you're, or Flama, if you're,
you know,
listening to
NYCFC, if you, if there's any, you know, I'm sure there's some sort of.
Right? Or Big Balls Entertainment with Jones Both Kick TV and Copa 90, if you're watching.
We
are free from our CSL contracts.
Yeah. We broke out of our CSL holding deal and we are free agents. Yeah,
exactly.
They dropped us to sign Radamel Falcao. But, you know, that's understandable.
The Cooligans and Radamel Falcao cannot be in the same league together.
We refuse. We have been offered and we have also, we said no.
It's like when you go to a party and you ask, well, is Radamel going to be there? And they're like, well, then I'm not going.
I can't wait to go. I'm glad you invited me. Wait, did you also invite Radamel? What are you trying to do? You know I can't go down.
Radamel and I haven't talked in years.
Not since the breakup.
All right. Was that it, Kirby?
That's about it, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's been fun all the way around. Is there anything you want to add? Anything wacky happen?
No.
No, I think we touched it all.
I want to pitch one more time the Cool Against Fantasy MLS League.
Wonderful time to do so.
If you're listening on Periscope, we have a Cool Against MLS Fantasy League where you can join. And where can you find it, Kirby?
You can go to our Twitter, at @SoccerCooligans. We've tweeted about it a couple times, and we'll keep tweeting about it.
It's on our email. We send out an email. If you want to get on the email list, go to soccercooligans.com and just sign up for our email list.
When you see a little pop-up come up, sign up for it. And on Fridays, we send out an email. We're going to start in round four, so we got one more week.
Yep.
If you want to sign up for it, you got one more week. So
there's prizes in the end.
And if you can somehow beat us, you will have our respect.
Yeah.
But we have got this down.
Right. Whoever finishes closest to us. So if we win, whoever gets behind us will win, right?
Yeah. That'll be like the win. Yeah, we don't want to win the league. We're
going to get behind us and finish.
Obviously win the league. You're not going to have a chance to beat us, okay?
But if by some miracle you do.
You finish fourth, right? So if you win the Arsenal trophy, if you finish fourth behind all three of us, and that hurt me to say.
the plastic cup.
That hurt me to say so much because I'm an Arsenal fan. But if you finish in the Arsenal position.
We know you say it all the time.
Right? And we're the three of us, right? You'll win something. But if you somehow manage magically to cheat your way to beat us three, you will win something even bigger.
Respect.
The last thing I want to point out is a beautiful shirt that Christian Polanco is wearing.
Yeah.
From On the Volley.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wonderful.
It's beautiful.
VA Football Club, On the Volley. And, thank you so much for the shirts and gear. And, obviously, very wonderful. I think that's pretty much it. I think we've covered everything. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Thank you for watching on Periscope. My name is Alexis Guerrero. So it's been a blast.
Yeah. My name is Christian Polanco. Mention your Twitter, Alexis.
Oh, yeah. I'm @NotAlexis. And if you guys want tickets to Party Illuminati, Illuminati Party, I should say, hit me up on @NotAlexis or @PartyIlluminati. It is going to be April 5th, so we got some time.
And my name is Christian Polanco. Follow me @ChrisPolanco. And if you'd like to come to the year anniversary of Knockin' Boots, which is going to be March 23rd, 2 weeks, 2 Wednesdays from now, come to that because that's going to be great. There's going to be a lot of fun comics. It's in Park Slope at Two Boots Pizza. If you're in Brooklyn, come to that.
Yeah, and before I forget, I'm going to be in San Francisco from the 19th through the 26th. So if you're out there and you want to hang out, got a bunch of shows that I'm going to be doing. If you want to just meet up and talk about soccer, let's do it. Let's grab a burrito while I'm out there, baby.
Let's get it. And I am Kirby Pate. You can find me on Twitter @TheKirbyT. And if you have any internships over the summer that I can possibly do, I would love to apply for them. So that's,
get Kirby a job.
Yeah, give me a job.
Come on, baby. Get him some college credit, will you?
Yeah.
So this has been the Cooligans. Thank you for listening. Follow us @SoccerCooligans. Listen to our podcast. Watch our video. Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
He's talking to the Periscope now.
We're doing a lot of stuff. Yeah.
You already know about
Talk to everyone. I mean, everyone should be following. If you are following and you haven't given us 5 stars, please do that. If you like our videos and you haven't hit the subscribe button, please do that. If you follow us on Facebook and you haven't hit the like button, please do that. If there's anything else you can do for us, please do that.
So if you like what we do, just show some love.
And maybe you're not a massive soccer fan, you just happened upon this, but you have a friend who is a massive soccer fan, please tell them about us. We would absolutely love it. Again, we're @SoccerCooligans on everything. SoccerCooligans.com. It's like hooligans with a C because we don't stab, we don't hurt, we're cool. We're cool people. We hope you had fun listening to the podcast, and this has been a fun one, and we are the
Cooligans.